everybody, welcome to Carrara. Good to have you listening to this podcast at this time. Please do like, do share with your friends and your family and loved ones. It's just receiving from God. I think that's very important. It's one thing to pray, and another thing to receive. Bible said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you have it. That's like an assurance. It is an assurance. And when you pray, forgive if you ought against any. So if you have anything against anybody, before you pray, when you pray, forgive the person so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. So if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. That's Mark 11, 25. So you have to forgive and come to God believing. Believing that he has done it and start thanking for him. Thanking him for it. I would say Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So he did not consider the deadness of Sarah. So you should not consider the situation. What the physical is showing you. You have to consider what is the word of God saying concerning that situation and voice it. Voice what God said. God said you are healed. Voice it. By the stripes of Jesus I were healed. Because I were healed, I am healed. God, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I have faith. I have love. I operate in love. I am more than a conqueror. I give. I lend. I do not borrow. I am the head and not the tail. You keep professing positive things. Do you know words are creative? You create your words. Like, it's how powerful the word says. No wonder in Mark 11 verse 3, say, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast away, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass. It will come to pass. So it's like, I'm saying this concerning my future. I'm not going to, like, because maybe the devil wants to bring like negative thoughts and you just dwell on it and you voice it out, that you are creating that negativity. So when the negative thought comes, you cast it down. You cast down every negative imagination and put them under subjection in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. So I'm calling on the name of Jesus, the same Jesus that rose from the dead, that death could not hold him captive. He rose. Like, it's not as if it's just his spirit that came and the body was here. The body, he rose from the dead. And death could not hold him captive. And give us a name, that the mention of the name of Jesus, every name was bad. So what you're going to do, you have to have faith in the name of Jesus Christ. That I'm calling that name in that situation, I'm getting results. I'm calling that name in that set of circumstances, I'm getting results. That the devil has no authority over your life, because you are seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Far above principalities and power, far above, not close or nearby, far above. So you are seated with Jesus because you are part of the body of Jesus Christ. So you are seated with him. It's that time we started believing and acting in accordance with the word of God. I'll say, fear not. My God, yesterday night, I was like, let me never go there, but fear not. Fear not, no matter the situation, fear not, be of good courage and trust God. When I read about when the Israelites departed, like when the Red Sea was departed and God's children passed through, and the Egyptians, God having the heart of the Egyptian, when I read the story, like, God is so powerful and so awesome, like the sea departed. It's not say he departed literally, it's how powerful God is. Just say speak. Even dry bones in the Bible came to life. So it's like, can these bones, like, God is able to do everything abundantly above all we can absorb. I think when we come to God, we should come with that knowledge and just know that he is able. You understand? I am going, like, my God is able. I'm like, that's on period, like, period, God is able. I'm seeking the face of God, he's able. He raised the dead. The lepers was clean. He walked upon the sea. He can do all things. So there is no limitation to my faith in God or what God can do in every situation. I have to receive it. I have to come to God's visions and dreams. According to what Yogi Sho said, like, coming to God's visions and dreams. Like the pregnant woman. If you, like, the instance is like, she's going to confirm, like, are you pregnant? Yeah, of course. She's not going to pray about pregnancy because she knows she's already pregnant. So when you prayed about something and Bible said, believe you received it, when you receive it, you're not saying to pray about, I need this again. Like, what you have received and you're praying about it again, you keep thanking God. You keep breaking that past that's holding it. You keep thanking God. You keep declaring and say, I have this. I am more than a conqueror. I'm victorious. Like, all my needs are met. Hallelujah. Well, guys, thank you for listening to my podcast. I love you. And if you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, right now is a good opportunity. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come and be the God of my life. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a sinner. That you forgive me. I believe that you died for my sin. On the third day you rose. I accept you today as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. I believe angels are rejoicing because your soul has been saved. Share this love. Your loved ones, your friends, your colleagues, just share this message and join a Bible believing church. Read your Bible, study and speak the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Hearing and hearing and hearing. Keep listening to the word of God. Join a Bible believing church. There are Christian speakers, ministers of faith that you can listen to, and your faith will be blue, and study the word of God. I love you guys and keep listening to this podcast. Take care.